Oh shit, should we start?
Yeah.
Hey guys.
What's up?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tennington.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I'm not feeling in the Christmas spirit. What should we watch tonight, Christmas-wise?
I don't know. We watched The Grinch. That got me in the Christmas spirit. Yes, that was great. I watched Elf recently.
Mm.
We could watch Home Alone or Christmas Carol.
I like Home Alone, too.
Sure.
Let's watch Muppets Christmas Carol.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's so good, dude. It's hilarious. Let's watch that.
Okay.
Because what do we watch? We watch Gremlins.
Oh, yeah, we watch Gremlins.
Yeah.
Cool. I only really started feeling the Christmas spirit, like, kind of this week. But I am feeling the Christmas cheer.
I'm really not.
I'm feeling, like, the gift-giving cheer. Wait, I'm like, yay, I'm having to buy gifts for people.
I finished buying my gifts, and that made me feel good. What did I say the other day? I said something at work, and then someone was like, wow, you're really in the Christmas spirit or something. Because I was, like, being jolly. I was like, no, this is just how I am. Like, well, it's just my vibe year-round.
We're always jolly, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
We just always have a jolly time.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys.
I'm feeling some type of way today. Like, I've really been down bad. How many times this year have I said, I'm on the come up, guys? Like, I'm on the come up.
Just you're always like, guys, I've been in the trenches, but I'm on the come up.
I said it again to Ryan yesterday, and I was like, count how many times, like, I've said that this fucking year. Like, it's been rough. But hey, on the real, the new year is upon us, and I am on the come up for real.
Yes, I mean, the new year provides that for everybody.
I did a tarot spread, and my, like, guiding message for new year, for the next year, was the Ace of Cups, which is basically, like, leave your shit in the past and create new opportunities for yourself. Open yourself up to new opportunities.
Oh, my God. Is that the one that's, like, the abundance cup, where, like, it's overflowing in abundance? Or
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, because that's a good one.
If you see that card.
Girl, you got abundance coming your way. Like, get ready for some overflowing abundance.
Like, love to see it
coming. Wait, can you give me a tarot spread? I want a New Year's tarot spread.
Yeah, I did. So this is what I did. I kind of made it up on my own. I did past, like, this year, next year, just kind of, like, a general idea of, like, what's to come, like, concrete. And then I did romance, career, and then, like, endeavors, like, extra stuff. And then I did, like, guiding message. So, like, my guiding, like, message was the Ace of Cups. And I was like, you're right.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm, like, keeping that on my mind.
Oh, my God. Yes. We should do that tonight. We haven't done tarot in a while.
Yeah, I actually, like, fucked with my spread. And that's why I was, like, that's really the one thing that I was, like, feeling positive about. Sorry, guys.
A good spread can put you in the best mood.
Yeah, and I was really down bad the past few weeks, and I was like, okay, that helped. And then our talk last night, and I'm like, went on a 10-mile run, and now I'm on the come up.
And now we're drinking crisp apple Olipops, you guys. I love the packaging, too. It's so cute.
I know. It's getting Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah!
It's like when they go to the grocery store, and they're drinking the apple juice.
That's yes! Nice. Mm-hmm. Dude, Olipop packaging slays.
Mm-hmm.
So hard.
Adorable.
Adorbs. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, guys, we're gonna throw a New Year's bash.
It's gonna be a ball.
It's gonna be a fucking ball. We're gonna watch the ball drop. We're gonna play some games.
Where can we watch the balls drop?
That's what I want to know. I don't know.
Like, on streaming, where did the balls drop?
It's gotta be somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe Peacock.
Probably.
The balls drop on Peacock.
The balls drop on Peacock. Yeah, that's where we watch the Olympics, huh? Dude, the Olympics happened this year. Okay, guys.
Oh, my God. So much has
happened. What the fuck was this year, though? Because seriously,
I feel like it's been the longest year ever, and there's been so much that has happened. So many different eras.
When I remember that Saltburn and Challengers came out this year, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, we were living in our old apartment most of this year.
Yeah.
Which is what's half the year.
We especially had a big year because I graduated, and
I forgot my brother graduated, too. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes.
All these things happened.
And we moved, and our lives completely changed, and I got a boyfriend, and just a lot of different
had
eras.
Some struggles.
And that's okay.
Many eras.
Many eras and many different eras. And it's like, damn. Like, yeah. I feel like I haven't had a year with this much change in forever.
I had that moment when we were talking to Jeremiah about what we did on, what was it, Memorial Day or something?
Memorial Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Memorial Day. Memorial Day.
I was like, wow, like, I hadn't gone through, how much do I want to say on the pod? I didn't, met you know who yet, and you hadn't met Jeremiah yet even.
Yeah.
And we were just, we didn't even know that we had our new apartment. Like, we didn't even know about this
place yet. We were just like, let's go swimming on Memorial Day. Yeah, like, let's go to the mall. Let's go
swimming. I remember we were listening, we had our like Hot Girl Summer playlist, and we were like bumping that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, like that is, that was a crazy thing where I'm like, this year, so many, like, it has been so many changes.
Because,
like, we didn't even know what was going to happen that in that moment.
It has felt very long. Like, usually the years feel like they go, well, it still felt like it went by fast, but it just felt, like, long in the sense that every part of it was vastly different.
Yeah.
Like, and...
Like, we went to New York this year.
What?
I know, dude.
Like, I can't even believe that. I really traveled a lot this year. I'm happy that I did that.
Yeah,
I
went to New York. Were moving around.
I went home a lot. I mean, because usually I travel a lot just to go home. That's really the main place I'm going.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went to fucking Vail, Steamboat, Telluride, Uray.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking I went to Steamboat, too. And I
went to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you went to Steamboat. What the frick? I've been all over the map.
You've been running around Colorado for frick? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But wow, what do you hope happens next year? What are your goals? Oh my god. For next
well,
year,
I haven't officially made my goals, but I've been thinking about them. I'm excited too. I want to really, like, this year I'm trying to focus on career stuff and like locking that in, because it has not been the best year for me. Like, career-wise at all.
I mean, whom among us?
Yes. And so I would like to kind of have a better idea of what I want to do and just have not just, like, shitty little service jobs. Like, I'm trying to... I mean, I'm okay if I have to stay in service, but I'd like to have something that is a good job, because I've had a lot of bad jobs this year.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big thing for me, I think. And, like, just improving, like, how I come across in interviews and stuff like that, too. And, like, really putting that, like, really putting my whole pussy into job hunting.
Say that to them. I'm really putting my whole pussy into this, okay? So you better hire me.
And then I feel like... I want to work out again, because I never, like, actually retained my workout goals. Like, I remember at the beginning of last year, I was running. I was running.
Yeah, we went to fucking Fleet Feet together, and you bought shoes.
Yes. Like, last winter was my running era, and then, like, it got like, just a little bit hot, and I was like, never mind, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, because it sucks. I'm, like, next year, if I do Kauai, I'm gonna have to train in the summer. Like, it's the end of August.
No, that sucks.
And I'm like, that fucking blows. But if I can train in the summer... here, like, I'll be fine in, like, late summer humidity in Hawaii, I think.
Yeah, the humidity is an adjustment. That's
gonna fuck me.
For sure. But that would be so cool. It'd be worth it, because it'll be beautiful.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm trying to, like, actually, like, I want to climb more, and I want to go to the gym.
Yeah, let's, like, do that. Let's put that on our brains and, like, start climbing more.
Climbing,
for sure.
And then I want to go to the gym, actually, and, like, get fucking swole, you guys. Next time you see me, I'm gonna be, like, a fucking bodybuilder.
Dude, that's what climbing does to you, though. Like, I didn't see definition until I started, like, climbing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Those are the only things I can think of right now.
Well, they're gonna go to the gym together. You should get a 24-hour membership.
I know. Well, I'm gonna go sometime with Jeremiah, and he's gonna teach me all the equipment.
Where does he go?
He doesn't go anymore. I don't know where he used to go. He used to be a gym bro. I don't know where he went. But he knows how everything works, and that's my barrier of entry, is I don't know how anything works, and I get, like, embarrassed.
24-hour is nice, because there's... It's a big gym. They have lots of treadmills, like just a lot of equipment. Where, like, Ryan goes to Carlo Madison, and, like... One, the layout is fucked, and also there's, like, one machine for everything, and it's, like, you can never get your spot in, and you always feel, like, on blast. Like, people are, like, watching you.
Ooh.
And, like, there's, like, a separate, like, room for, like, classes and stuff that's mostly empty at, like, 24-hour. You can, like, do your little ab workouts, or there's, like, a turf area where you can, like, do workouts, and then there's just, like, tons of machines. So you don't feel like you're waiting around for a machine very often, or, like, people are, like, watching you, which why... I think Carlo Madison's, like, a couple bucks cheaper, but I'm like, I'd rather just go to 24-hour and, like, have my peace.
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, I want it to be spread out and, like, kind of get into my own zone and not think about other people.
Yeah, I think 24-hour is a good gym for that.
Like, okay.
I think that's
it's a good bet. Consider.
Yeah.
What are your New Year's goals, girl?
My New Year's goals, I want to gig a lot with my band now that we have gigging material. So I'm hoping I hear back, like, after the holidays. So, like, January we can have our first gig.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting to really push that more and just, like, kind of, like, find our, like, bands that we can play with a lot locally, like, find our little niche, you know? So that's a big thing. I want to run another marathon or two. I might do Colfax and Kauai. We'll see.
Okay.
Because Peter's running Colfax's first marathon, so I kind of want to do it just to, like, do it with Peter, even though I've, like, already ran it. But that'd be fun, you know, just keep my running vibe. I mean, yeah, that's kind of it. Like, career stuff. You know, I just want to go into the year with, like, keeping my options open, dating-wise and career-wise. Because I feel like this year I had a lot of just, like, kind of, like, figuring things out a little bit where I was, like, you know, testing the waters in different ways. And now I'm, like, I kind of have a clear idea of, like, what I want in dating and what I want for my career. And I feel like I'm just going to see kind of what comes my way and keep my options open. Because I'm kind of, like, I'm fine just where I'm at right now, but I'm not, I don't want to close myself up to, like, new opportunities, but
good.
Yeah, I would definitely want to, like, with all the Thrasher stuff, I hope I can kind of get my foot in more with them, because I'm, like, already working on my next piece for them, which is cool, so I'm hoping to kind of, like, do that more routinely, and maybe move more away from New Noise and start doing Thrasher more, but
sweet.
Yeah, that's mostly that, like, nothing crazy, kind of the same shit. I want to get back in my reading bag, too, because I was looking at,
me
like,
too.
My list of what I read this year, and I was like, girl.
I know, like, I really, doing? I feel like, yeah, and maybe we'll talk about this more later, but, like, reading used to be my number one hobby. Like, I used to read, like, 25 books a year regularly.
You read a lot.
And now, I know, and now I only read, like, 8 books this year, and, but also because, like, I was prioritizing other things, and I was also prioritizing, like, other hobbies, like, getting into, like, crocheting and cooking and stuff.
Yeah.
But I really do miss reading. I think I was in, like, a big slump, because I kept trying so many books and just not really liking them and not being able to finish.
Yeah,
that's the worst, but that is another thing for me. I also want to get more into photography, because I've been loving photography, like, film photography, and I love just, like, having physical photos, and I feel like everybody looks better in film or on digital.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather have, like, those are more valuable pictures to have.
Than, like, a weird iPhone picture.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Honestly, I love that for you, because then we'll have tons of photos of all of us, which is so
nice. I know, I'm already starting to decorate
and
the
fridge. And put a little scrapbook together or something.
Yes.
Oh my god.
And, like, imagine looking back at that in, like, when we're, like, 45 and we're like, oh my god, like, look at us, like,
when I'm 64. But yeah, big my main thing next year, band. Like, I'm and, like, I'm proud of myself this year for, like, I really laid the foundation for that, and I'm like,
you
wow did. Like,
you went out for that, you wanted it, and you fucking went out
exactly
for it and got it.
Like, I'm really proud of myself for that, so I'm, like, really hyped to start gigging and doing that. Like, it's exciting.
That's
and, like, releasing music
exciting
for the first time, which is, like, crazy.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm like, that's my main thing for next year. But everything else, like, I'm just kind of chilling, and I'm ready to just, like, have a good chill year. Like, I feel like this year was kind of chaotic. Like, I just want to, like, travel next year, like, spend a lot of time with friends and family, like, do my thing and just, like, live peacefully for a sec, because I feel like, you know, you're always, like, looking to the next thing constantly, which can be good, but I think sometimes I just need to, like, chill and just, like, be happy where I'm at, and so
totally
I'm gonna try to, like...
Well, it's also, like, in your early 20s, too, you're, like, there's just so much uncertainty, so it feels very chaotic all the time, and you're, like, oh, well, this fucking career didn't work out, this boy didn't work out, and I gotta jump onto this other thing, and, like, it's just, like, naturally chaotic, so it's nice to, like... Like, try to cultivate calmness.
Yeah, no, literally, cultivating calmness. Like, that's really, like, you know, keeping myself open to, like, new opportunities and, like, what's unexpected, but also just, like, chilling where I'm at and just, like, enjoying life.
Enjoying it, like, while it lasts, because you don't know how long you're going to be in this period. And,
exactly.
You know, so, you know.
And, like, bro, we're going to be turning fucking 23. Like, that's, we're so young.
We're so young, you guys. Okay, anyway, so anyway.
Not to flex on you oldies, but we're so young.
We're, like, really young and, like, attractive.
We're super
young. We're in our fucking peak.
Hot. Okay, should we start with books then, since we were talking about that? Guys,
yes.
We're gonna do a wrap-up of our... Here's our Pop Culture Vultures Wrapped this year.
Wrapped,
what
yeah,
we
end
read,
of the year
what
faves.
What we watched, what we listened to, just what we generally fucked with.
Yeah, and just, like, a recap, but we already kind of, like, low-key recapped the year, so just kind of a recap, mostly of pop culture,
pop
though.
Pop culture shit,
Yeah. Okay, books...
Okay, you want to begin?
Yes. Like we said, not a great reading year for both of us, but...
And I didn't really read anything that came out this year, I don't think.
I didn't either.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, what the fuck even, who was writing this year?
Like, I do want to read the new Sally Rooney book that came out.
Oh, yeah.
I did not, I haven't read it, but
I forgot that I read fucking, what's that book
called? Normal People.
Okay, well, that's not on my list, but it's going in there now. I forgot I read that.
I love that book. I want to reread that. You should read her other, what is it, Beautiful World, Where Are You? That's also really
good.
That's
a good one, because I know there's two, Conversations with Friends you didn't like as much.
I don't really like that one as much, but some people do. Like, you might like it.
Okay.
Okay, I recently read The Art Thief, which was a fucking banger. I
love that.
That was, like, just a nonfiction book about the most prolific art thief in history, and he just, like, lived in his mom's attic, and his girlfriend was his accomplice.
Wait, is it
and
he had, story?
Like, yes. And it happened in the 90s. This guy was, like, what? The most prolific art thief in history, because he would just go and steal from, like, tiny museums, and his girlfriend was his accomplice, and he would fill his attic room, and he had literally $2 billion worth of art in his room.
What the fuck? Imagine having $2 billion worth of art in
your room. Yeah! Because most art thieves, like, just don't actually care about art. They just sell the art for money.
But he cared about
that. But he actually did it for, like, aesthetic reasons, and so he, like, liked to look at the stuff and have it up in his room.
Wow.
Like,
this man was fucking crazy.
Gotta respect it. He did go to jail for, like, 10 years. Anyway, but Slay, really like that. And I also read this memoir called Priest Daddy, which is really good.
Oh, I didn't know you finished that.
I did. That was a really good memoir. My dad recommended it to me. Like, thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
And then, yeah, those are probably the two best books I read this year. And then I'm also currently reading Anthony Bourdain's memoir, Kitchen Confidential, which is so funny. I love him.
He's such a king.
He's a funny guy.
Isn't he kind of hot? Don't you think Anthony Bourdain's kind of hot? Have we discussed this before?
I think a man okay. who's, like, very good at his profession is hot. So, like, yeah, I see
he has just, like, a vibe about him. I'm like, you're kind
of
hot.
I'm, like, really interested in his life now. Like, I'm, yeah, like, going to read all his shit and, like, find out, like, about his death and stuff. Because I'm like, damn, that's, like, tragic.
I know.
So catch me watching Anthony Bourdain, the whatever that travel show is.
I would love to watch that.
Do you want
to
watch that?
Yeah.
Like, maybe tonight a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Because I used to watch that as a kid and I haven't seen it in so
maybe
long.
Maybe tonight a little bit.
Yeah.
We should replace our Chopped with that.
Yes. Just, like, we've been on Chopped recently. Yeah. I mean, that's a classic.
Classic.
Okay, what about you? What about your book?
Favorite book of the year, Kathleen Hanna's memoir, Rebel Girl. That was one of my favorite books this year. I read a lot of books about, like, prostitution.
Okay.
Which is crazy, but, like, I read a lot of Kathy... Acker, so like Pussy King of the Pirates, that's a great book, and like classic like feminist literature. Mm-hmm. And then I read that book, it was short stories, but a lot of it had to do with like sex and like sex work and stuff. It's called Bad Behavior by Mary Gateskill. Those were both really good. And then I forgot that I also read this book about grunge this year, which was called Everybody Loves Our Town by Mark Yarm, and that was also a great book. But those are the main ones. Most of the other shit I read was like music stuff, so it's like, mm-hmm. you know, the huge. But
the
those
huge.
Are all good books.
No, yeah, I've been, like, more recently on my, like, nonfiction and memoir kick, which I like that stuff, but I used to be, like, mostly a fiction reader, and now I read just, like, my favorite books this year were all nonfiction or memoirs.
Good. Love that.
Hello, and your music stuff, too.
Exactly, like mostly read nonfiction.
Yeah, so. We slay, anyway.
Yas. Okay, what's next?
Schmovies?
I think about schmovies!
Lots of crazy schmovies this year. Good schmovie year.
Many schmovies, yeah. All right. Let's just go back.
Let's just go back and
say
forth.
One, because it's gonna be a lot of the same shit.
Iron Claw,
yeah.
Banger,
yeah,
banger.
Absolute fucking banger. Tragic as fuck.
Needing but, to rewatch that, but so good and
amazing.
Can Zac Efron get an Oscar? Hello.
No, what the fuck? Okay, when are the Oscars? Soon,
like
right? January,
like February or March, maybe January. Mm-hmm, one of those
around. Then.
Yeah.
Challengers.
Challenger was
phenomenon.
Such
like,
a great way to ring in the summer.
Ah,
you know?
So good. It was so fucking good.
I really
good.
Want to rewatch that too. And like, I love how like just fun it was.
It was so fun. And like, we really were like, that was, it was just a whole vibe.
It was
like, it's like the bracket.
It got y'all
it just,
into
like,
tennis.
Was the whole summer.
We had a little tennis
we
moment
did.
Where we
really
all
did.
Got into tennis for a bit.
Love that.
Awesome.
Really miss that. We got to bring that back next summer.
We
bring
should.
That back and bring the frizz back. Like, we
oh,
really
totally.
Were sleeping on the frizz.
The frizz got slept on, unfortunately. Yeah. The frizz needs to come back and tennis for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
On a different note, All of Us Strangers.
Oh, I didn't have that on my list, but it was good. Yeah.
I like that
it
a lot.
It wasn't as, like, memorable to me, I think, but I understand how you connected with it.
It connected with me hard,
yeah,
but it was also like, damn, that shit. And I've just never seen a movie like that before. Like, I felt like it was really inventive.
Mm-hmm,
it was like really unique, and I love Paul Mescal.
I do too.
I love him.
Kind of on a more like art house type vibe. I don't know if you saw this one, but I saw The TV Glow.
Oh no,
that was so good. You should really watch that movie.
Yeah,
that was really good. Just like weird A24 stuff, but it's about like, it's like kind of like a metaphor for like transitioning and like transgender identity, and it's like a story of that. So I think
Cool. It's kind
of epic. Yeah, they really portrayed that in a cool way. So
sweet. Loved
it. Yeah,
sweet. Saltburn, like we said earlier,
Saltburn
was such a phenomenon.
It was so just fun, and like, you know, we've talked about it on here before, where it wasn't like some like the best movie ever made, but it really was like
fun.
Yeah, it was crazy how like Barry Keoghan like really had his moment with that, and then Sabrina Carpenter really had her. I'm like really on Sabrina Carpenter right now. I'm like, I just watched her NPR Tiny Desk. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
she's kind of amazing.
Yeah, and like, I respect really, her a
like,
lot.
I like how she presents herself in the media. Like, she's very just like chill and like funny and cool. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
I like love her. But it's like weird that they like both had a year and now and they were like dating and then now it's like. Look at their fucking ear.
Dude, they had a crazy year. And Barry Keoghan, like, was not... He got put on the map with Saltburn. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know about that fool until... I think I'd seen him, but, like, with Saltburn, bro, he got put on the map. Yeah, here, and everybody liked him, and now... Not so much.
Wait, so did he cheat on her?
I think so. I don't really know the tea, but I'm pretty sure he...
Hmm.
Or, like, cheated on her with someone on... Like an influencer on social media.
So I thought it was. Yeah. But I don't know if it was, like, I don't know if the timeline matched up to him actually cheating or if it was just kind of, like, a, I don't know. I don't know all the details.
I don't either, guys.
But you fumbled, bruh.
Yeah,
he fumbled. Like, a man that looks like that? Come on.
No, he has weird eyes.
He's weird. And Sabrina Carpenter's hot. So yeah. I don't understand.
So it worked out in the end.
Anyways.
Love Lies Bleeding.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
That one's crazy.
I literally forgot about that. I didn't even list that one either.
That one was that fucking one crazy. That
good. What about Maxine?
Maxine's good.
Love Maxine.
That I like Maxine. I don't think it was, that. I think it was the least best in the series, but it was still a banger.
But I love the series, so I'm like, yeah. I was fucking with it.
Heavy. Yeah, just, like, it was a fun thing. Summer vibe.
Yeah.
That was the last movie we saw at the Esquire before it closed.
I need to have a summer breeze on the echo.
Wow.
Every time someone brings up the Esquire, I'm like, don't fucking speak
like,
to me.
It's like,
don't
it's like,
fucking speak to me.
It's like a really sensitive topic,
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, because no one fucked with the Esquire like we fucked with the Esquire.
Nobody understood it. Nobody got it like we did.
Yeah,
well, they didn't have the same kind of connection we did.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. I'm cold now. It's like hot earlier from this t-shirt, and I'm...
Really? I'm kind of like, warm.
I'm freezing right now.
Okay. Do you want to go to get Jackie?
No, I'm okay. I can do it. Okay, what's next?
What you got? You got anything?
Oh, yeah. You don't have any more movies?
No, I have more.
Okay. The Substance.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What?
Yes.
That is my number one movie of the year, I think.
Yeah,
I
that was great.
I fucking love that movie. Everything about it, perfect. Like, I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, that was so fun.
It was so fun, so out there, but also, like they kind of, like,
damn.
You know what?
Kind of makes you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I totally yeah. agree. We just saw Y2K.
Y2K,
we talked about that, loved it.
That was hilarious.
We'd totally see that again.
What about Anora?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry.
I saw it twice. That shit was
I think maybe
so,
I'll go...
That was my second favorite of the year, next to The Substance, I think.
The second that comes out on fucking streaming, I'm gonna watch it.
Because I don't think it's playing anymore. Now I'm like so on my movie theater shit that I'm like... It really is a different experience when you're, like, sitting in the theater fully immersed, no distractions, opposed to just, like, watching it at home.
You know and if mean? You're watching like, it with people, too, like, I'm just bound to be, like,
distracted and yapping. And yeah, 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 of course.
Maybe I'll like, go sit in a dark room and watch it alone so I can really lock it in.
To relive the experience. They might be showing it at the film center still.
Mm. Maybe I'll see. I do. Yeah. I have been meaning to see that. That was one that I missed out on.
Yeah.
We Live in Time. Talk about a sad movie.
Oh, that was sad.
I would say We Live in Time and The Iron Claw.
I didn't love We Live in Time, though. I liked it. But I didn't love it.
I liked it. I didn't love it either, but I liked it a lot.
I like it. I like it a lot.
really sad, though.
Forgotten one. Alien Romulus.
Oh, Ooh! Now, why is that low-key one of my favorites?
Yeah, I absolutely schmack.
It was actually such a banger. I totally forgot about that.
It's, like, funny because it's, like, a complete ripoff of, like... It's, like, it's really paying homage in that it's, like, the exact plot of, like, the original Alien. But there's something about it of, like, in the modern times and, like, with better CGI and stuff that it was just, like, so epic. Like, it was
awesome.
Oh, my
God. Sitting in there, I was, like, taken for a fucking spin.
Yeah.
It was so epic fun. And also... Very creepy.
Yeah, very
like,
creepy.
I was like,
you know what I didn't watch this year in that same vein?
What?
Dune 2. Fuck Dune 2.
I'm never watching it.
I don't give a flying fuck.
I'm so glad you agree with me, because every man in my life is like, wait, have you seen
Dune 2? No, and that's why I'm tired of it. Because how many fucking times has a man said, you haven't seen Dune 2? Shut the fuck up.
Like, I'm sure it is good. I'm sure it's fine. But I don't really care. Like, I don't care. I'm not going to sit through another 3-hour movie with Timothée Chalamet. And also, like, I already sat through the first one and didn't know what the fuck was going on. So what's the point? If I'm not going to know what's going on, I don't care about it.
Yeah, I don't care to begin with. And then when a man is, like, telling me to go and watch
that it, makes it worse.
Yes. I'm not going to. Okay, yeah, I fuck with worms, okay? The only thing I'm interested in is that big-ass worm, okay? But I'm not going to waste 3 hours of my time to watch a worm go through sand.
No, for real, though.
You know what I mean?
For real. That's honestly what it is like, I probably maybe would have, I wouldn't, I never, like, was really into the idea of seeing it. I wasn't like, ooh, I really gotta see that ever, because it's just not really our cup of tea. We're not sci-fi girls, but, except for Alien Romulus, but.
I fuck with Alien, though. Like,
yeah, Alien is different, but with this, I was just like, but then it was the fact that every man on the planet was like, dude, like, you gotta see Dune 2, like, what do you mean you haven't seen Dune 2? Especially my fucking brother!
Yeah, I'm calling you out, Trevor, I know you're not gonna listen to this. Stop fucking telling me to watch Dune 2.
That's what makes
it
more
annoying.
I'm
never gonna watch it. Yeah. Shut the hell up. Yes. Don't speak to me. I love you, bro, but don't say anything to me about Dune 2.
No, I like, roll my eyes every time a man says Dune 2. Like, don't even say it.
Like,
don't even
like
speak
he begins to utter, and I'm like, shut the hell up. Like, I hear it coming, I'm like, shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
Okay. On the movie thing, not new movies that came out, but I forget that I really went through my David Lynch.
Yeah, you did.
Year. Like, I watched almost every single David Lynch movie. I think there's like 2 I didn't watch.
That's
3
crazy.
Including Dune. Speak of Dune. So yeah, I like just
sick.
I was on that.
I remember
I
that.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, you were really into that. Well, that leads us kind of into TV shows.
Yeah,
Twin Peaks year. Which feels like so long ago that we were so into Twin Peaks.
Here's the thing with Twin Peaks, like, there was my life before Twin Peaks. There's my life after Twin Peaks.
No, really, Twin
and
Peaks,
like,
changes you.
Twin Peaks changes you, and that is the best show of all time. Like, everyone
so
else
good.
Sit down, I'm sorry, like, there's no other show that has anything on Twin Peaks.
And, like, yes, it's weird, and you have to get used to it, and you have to, like, it's a weird, slow-burn show that's not always going to make sense. But once you accept that,
and once you get
it's
it,
so good.
You're, like, you're part of the club, like,
yes.
You get it, you know what I mean, like,
it's
so
just like
good.
So unique, and the characters are unlike any other character, and
the vibe is
so
unlike
great.
Any other show, like,
yes.
Nothing matches that, bro.
Yes,
nothing,
like, once, because I tried before I got into Twin Peaks, like, with you, like, I rewatched the first episode like 400 times,
yeah.
And like,
yeah.
Couldn't get into it, and I was like, what's the hype, like, this is weird,
once
and now
I, yeah.
Once you just get past that and kind of just figure out the vibe and accept it for what it is,
I think it took me
so
to
good.
Watch a couple David Lynch movies before, like, watching Twin Peaks to be like, oh, like, watch Blue Velvet and watch Eraserhead,
mm-hmm.
and then watch Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Because that, like, sets you up to, like, put you, like, in the world, and then you're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get it a little bit more, mm-hmm. and then you can, like, you understand what you're
mm-hmm.
taking part in, you know?
Yeah, what's your, the journey you're about to go on, like, for real, such a journey.
So that's my recommendation on that, but what else did we, shows? I wasn't up on that, like, I was on my reality TV grind, like.
Me too.
Drag Race had a new season this year. Can't fucking wait for next year. I'm like always waiting for the next season of Drag Race, and then I was on my Love Island shit like so much.
Yeah, we were. Love Island was huge for us this
mm-hmm.
year, as we've discussed.
You know, see last episode, literally.
Yeah, but the fucking USA season 6. I mean, we were up on that.
Yeah.
Not like right when it came out, but it did come out this year, and
that
was amazing.
I watched Australia.
Yes.
We watched a couple other ones, too, I think, didn't we? We watched, like,
yeah.
one other one in there before. Oh, season 3 of US, too. We, like, watched before we... We were, like, because I looked back at a picture...
Oh, yeah, Olivia.
Yeah, I looked back at a picture of Ryan... Because I have that photo album of just pictures of Ryan, like, standing around.
Yeah.
And there was one of him in his graduation robe or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And in the background, Love Island was on the TV. And
yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, we watched, like, 3 seasons
shit.
Of Love Island.
Yeah.
Like, that has really defined... Every
this
season.
Year. Yeah.
A new show I watched was Baby Reindeer. I don't think you saw that one.
I never watched that.
That is so fucking crazy.
I guess I can
crazy.
Now because it's signed into your Netflix on there, isn't it?
Yeah. Because
we were having issues with Netflix and that's why I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, it's online. You should watch it.
Really
it's crazy.
Watch
it's really bingeable. Like, you can binge it in like 2 days, but it's like really
damn.
Like, oh, it's funny, but it's also like, really intense sometimes. It's like, I mean, I watched a lot of Breaking Bad. I still haven't finished it, but Breaking Bad was big for me this year.
I'm on my Sopranos shit now. That's my new era.
Yeah.
Beef came out last year, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I remember that in our wrap-up of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, forget. The years blend together. But, yeah, I really wasn't on my TV show
grind. I wasn't as much either. I was just, like, watching a few that I would watch for a long time.
Yeah, I watched Midnight Mass with my family. That was really good. And that was, like, I talk about that in our vampire episode. But that was, like, really the last, like, full show I watched that wasn't, like, reality TV.
I know.
Which is crazy to say, but, like, I've just been on my Love Island shit. Like, I just love
Once you're series. On it, you can't get you off
can't
it.
Stop. It's like a drug, seriously.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, shmusic?
Shmusic, dude. What you got?
Well, starting off with summer bangers.
Okay, let's hear it.
I gotta say The Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess by Chapel Wrong.
Even though that came out last year.
It was crazy.
Yeah, that album came out last year.
But it only popped off in 2024.
And everyone's acting like it came out this year.
Well, I really thought it did. That's crazy.
No, because it's, I think it's, it, well, it's graminated for a, not, graminated for a, Nami?
Graminated for a Nami?
It's hilarious. Nominated for a Grammy. And I thought it was one of those things, like, oh, maybe it came out in, like, November, December of last year, so then it's counted for 2024. No, that shit came out in September.
Huh.
Of last year.
Wow.
Yeah, and it didn't pop off until, like, this year, so they just, everyone was just, like, acting like it was. Which is good, because it deserves its flowers, like,
that it was it a really great summer off. Album. Yeah. Like, whenever I listen to it now, I, like, just immediately think of summer, and I was like, he went that. Playboy.
Yes.
Bridget Bardot. I love it.
Same with Brat. Same with Sabrina Carpenter. Like, I'm kind of getting into my Sabrina Carpenter shit. Like, we, you know, say what you need to say about it, but, like, she's an amazing singer. Like, watch her NPR Tiny Desk. Like, that really, like, got me.
I will.
Okay,
I haven't really listened to her
And
much.
Then we listened to her Christmas album, and I'm like, she's just fun and, like, doing her thing, like, in her lane, and, like, she deserves, like, she's been in the industry for so long, like, as, like, a child actress, child, like, artist, and now it's, like, cool
just
to
having
see
her moment.
Her, like, yeah, actually having her moment. I'm like, I really love that for her.
And yeah.
Like, the thing I will say, I love Chapel Roan, but she really annoys me how she kind of presents herself sometimes. And, like, I don't know. She has that certain vibe to her where she's, like, a lot, you know, like, the totally. Scary lesbian vibe. Like, that I said before is, like, she just has that crazy lesbian energy about her.
Mm-hmm.
And, guys, I'm a little gay, so I can say that, okay? So cut the noise. but you know what I mean? Like, she has that vibe. And she doesn't seem to have, like, a lot of, like, she just, she has no filter. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot when you, like, see a celebrity, like, just kind of going off like that sometimes.
For sure.
Or Sabrina Carpenter, there's just something very, like,
well, she's, like, more used to the
together.
Industry. She's
yeah, like, I just, she's just classy. Very, like, yeah, she's very classy.
Mm-hmm.
But also just, like, she's just doing her thing. And, like, she's it doesn't seem fake, you know?
Yeah.
So, I like that about her.
Yeah, big summer for women in pop.
Women in pop,
I really
feel
like I got more into pop this year.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, just better pop
stuff
out there.
Stuff that I could actually connect with. Like, not, like, some Taylor Swift or, like, some shit like that. Where it's, like,
Not something that felt, like, engineered and, like, all the same. Because
exactly.
That's how pop normally is for the most part. Like, mainstream stuff, it just feels, like, so manufactured and, like, it's all so similar.
Yeah.
But this year it felt like there was pop that was, like, actually
inventive and fun. Yeah, and it wasn't just, like, the same cookie cutter, like, love story, PC, Taylor Swift shit. It was like, no, these are women who are, like, embracing their sexuality and stuff in their music, and, like, it's okay to, like, come off as, like, horny or sexual, like Sabrina Carpenter or, like, Chapel Roan. Like, you can talk about that shit. And it's, like, it was kind of like a Madonna moment. It's, like, the Madonnas of our generation, you know?
Yeah.
Where, like, everyone was kind of taken aback by it, but they're like, wait, this is, like, good shit.
And it was
the
anthem of hot girl summer.
Exactly. And, like, here's the thing, like, Charlie XCX 2, like, I'm with it. I did get more tired of that stuff of Brat over, like, Sabrina Carpenter or Chapel Roan because I'm not an electronic type
girl.
Same. I'm not a dance girly. You know what I mean? But that album was great, of course. Like, Brat deserves all the flowers it's getting, but it's, like, I didn't connect with it as much as the other
songs. Same. I only really listened to, like, the two most popular songs from it this summer, and then I was like, yeah, that's good. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool, dude.
I listened to it, like, 20,000 times in the shop, and I was like, okay, I'm good. Actually, I heard it, like, I would go out and hear it everywhere.
Yeah,
it like, was so, like, huge. Every concert I went to this summer, they were always playing Brat before the set. Like, that was the pre, like, show set. They were just, like, playing Brat in full, and I was like, okay, bro, like, I'm kind of tired of it at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
But great album.
Summer really had a lot of bangers. Like, this summer was really defined by pop for me. But the album that really defined the summer for me was Clairo's Charm.
See,
I love that. I
didn't get into it as much. I
got
really
so into it.
Liked, I think I need to revisit it, because I really just only listened to it once through, and I was like, cool. But nothing, like, really stuck out to me. But I do need to, like, revisit that, because that was, like, on everyone's end of year list. Like,
I mean,
that was huge.
Part of it is, like, it kind of reminds me of meeting Jeremiah.
Oh,
so it's, like, kind of sentimental. But it's also, it's just, like, very, like, chill, like, kind of jazzy, kind of boppy, like, summery, cute music. Like, very just, like, cute. And that's always how our music is, but that, like, I've never been more into Clairo than I have been, like, this summer with that album. Like, I was bumping that album, and it's just, like, blissful. Very, like,
bumping
blissful.
Bumping that, bumping that,
yes.
Yeah.
Very blissful and, like, understated and, like, timeless.
Yeah, I need to. Okay, fuck.
Just timeless, you guys.
I need to, yeah, I need to revisit that for sure.
You should. What you got?
Okay, well, here's my, pulling up my, there's this picture of Travis here because I just pulled up my end of year list.
Okay, yes.
That's funny because it's just, Travis is, we're always next to each other in our, it's by first name, so.
Sorry.
Mannequin Pussy, I've Got Heaven.
I have that on my list too, I was really
album.
Into that.
Animal and the Sniffers, Cartoon Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Gordon's The Collective, Gadgeaway, Deep Sage, Dead Poetry, Chat Pile, Cool World, Dochi, Alligator Bites Never Heal, Enem Claw, their new album, Tyler, the Creator album was slapped. Mm. Still listening to that a lot. And then Stephen Malcolmus's other side project, The Hard Quartet, they released an album this year, which just felt like kind of new Pavement music with, like, a little spin on it. And so those were my, like, top 10 of the year. But then I also listened to, like, music that wasn't released this year. Like, I was super big on, like, this band Rocket that I found. I listened to a lot of Holland TNT this year. I listened to a lot of Die Spits. They were, like, a band I really got into. So that was kind of what I was, like, fucking with this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got, you got me into Mannequin Pussy. Like, that was my, I listened to a lot of Mannequin Pussy this year. Like, they were, like, my second most listened to artists, which is kind of crazy.
I think they're my second most listened to. Wait, pull up your, oh, I don't know if I have my, oh, I guess I have Spotify on my fucking computer.
Let me see. Yeah, mine was first most listened to artist Mitski, then Mannequin Pussy, Lana Del Rey, The Beatles, and Clairo. Clairo made it there. Weird. Okay, Lana Del Rey and The Beatles managed to always make it on my list, but, like, I never, like, really usually actively listen to them. I feel like they're just on my playlist a lot.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's just, like, that's, like, me with Twin Peaks. Like, I think,
mm-hmm.
okay, mine's, like, not on here, but I remember Jawbreaker was number one, and then I think it was Dead, then Mannequin Pussy, Twin Peaks, and then Mac Miller, because it's, like, Twin Peaks, Mac Miller, and, like, Pavement, and Dead are, like, kind of all in circulation.
There's some rotation.
Artists that are, like, are comfort artists to me, are, like, all-time favorites that kind of just, like, circulate every year, and, like, one of them always manages to, like, be on there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how it is with the Beatles, because I'm, like, yeah, I like the Beatles, but, like, do I really like the Beatles like that?
Yeah,
and
was
like,
fucking with them
apparently,
like that?
I guess.
And, like, there's, like, certain songs you, like, play a lot over there, just, like, your favorite songs, and then it's,
totally.
Like, it, like, culminates, and you're like, oh, I guess I did listen to, like, those five songs a lot from them.
Yeah. Most recently, I've been listening to Kendrick's new album a lot, GNX.
It is good. That,
I like
too.
It a lot.
I feel like it just came out much later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I had enough time to at least sit with the Tyler album to like it. I haven't had a lot of time. People are keep asking me about, like, what do you think about the Kendrick album? And I'm like, it's good. Like, I don't know. I, like, haven't been able to, like, sit with it, really. But I need to, like, explore it more for
I really
sure.
like it. It's just, like, it's kind of more R&B than his other stuff. It's more chill and R&B. And, like, Luther is, like, oh, such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful song. Yeah.
Getting emotional.
That's pretty much what I got.
I only listened to it maybe, like, twice through, but there's some bops on there.
Oh, yeah.
Some bops for sure.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. Lately, same old shit.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, I listened to a lot of Blondie this year. Like, I was really listening to a lot of Blondie this summer. And, like, Mitski always, just kind of same old stuff.
Yeah,
but the new stuff has been, like, Mannequin Pussy, Clairo. Those have been, like, very big for me this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I found a couple, like, newer, like, smaller bands that I, like, found that I've been listening to a lot, and so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Slade.
Slade.
Podcasts?
Honestly, I did not listen to a single new podcast this year, to be honest.
Damn.
I kept with my same bands playing.
Yeah.
60 songs, that kind of shit. I mean, I maybe listened here and there to, like, some new, like, a one-off music thing. Like, I listened to that one series about groupies. I think I talked about that on, like, the last one or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I, like, listened to that, and that was, like, it. I listened to, like, one that was about Woodstock 99.
Mm.
And that was it. It's just music stuff, all the same shit. I literally, like, I can't care about anything else except music and movies.
That's okay.
But, yeah, that's
it. Yeah, I didn't have a big podcast year either. I, like, kind of just didn't really listen to a whole lot of... Even my normal ones that I usually listen to, I kind of wasn't listening to as much. But mm-hmm. I recently found the Morbid Curiosity podcast,
oh, yeah.
which I've been really enjoying. It's almost like... It kind of reads like an audiobook. It's very, like, serious and informative.
Okay,
not as, like... Because usually I listen to, like, conversational, like, fun podcasts, like yeah. ours, kind of. But this one is, like, very serious. But, guys, if you have any, like, morbidly curious topic, like, they have so many cool episodes. Like, they did one about freak shows. We just listened to a three-part one about the Donner Party on the road trip. And then there's, like, literally everything you could think of, like, lobotomies and just any kind of sick. Weird thing you might be curious about. And it's, like, very well-researched and interesting. Like,
I'm going to have to listen to that. It. Yeah.
Loving it. Yeah. Okay,
sick.
That's all I have.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty much what I got.
Sweet. I feel like I have like an activities hobbies section, but I feel like we kind of already talked about most of that. Like,
yeah.
I had a running moment. I've been having a cooking moment. I'm having a photography moment.
Yeah.
Kind of a crocheting moment. I don't know.
That's a vibe. Like I said, yeah. I really only care about music and movies. So I had a band moment. Yeah, we talked about this here. Yeah. A band moment.
We always are in a running moment.
I'm always in a running moment. Or else I would be so depressed.
Hey, everybody has their hobbies. Everybody has their hobbing? hobbies that, like, are also, like, low-key coping mechanisms.
Nami-grominated? Yeah.
For shows. For
Nami-grominated?
Okay, well, that's our year fucking wrapped,
yeah, guys.
Next year, you know, I'm so glad I'm an AMC A-lister these days, because next year, like, I'm gonna have a list of movies. Like, I'm gonna have seen, because I saw a lot this year.
Yeah,
but I'm
gonna
have even more next year, and I'm trying to get on my reading shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
I even want to, like, return to, like, I want to, like, see, like, what's coming up, like, who's releasing stuff next year, and, like, what's,
yeah.
or maybe, like, some of the top books from this year, and, like, read some more modern stuff, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I have a library card. I have full access to that. So I need to, like, get up on my reading shit. Like,
are you still reading Perfume?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yeah.
You like it? Okay.
Yeah, it's good. I just haven't, like, I feel like I don't give, like, allow myself to time to just sit and read anymore, which is
I don't bad. Either. I'm used to be really good at that.
Some shit. Yeah.
I used to be really good at reading before bed. Like, I would read before bed literally almost every night because I had that habit, like, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And like, now I don't really have it anymore. Oh, we're touching feet!
Footsies. No, yeah, I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't...
I don't make time for it anymore.
I don't make time for it. I really need to. I need to get off my phone and get... In the books.
In the fucking... We need to fucking read a book.
No, I need to, like, touch grass and read a fucking book, dude. Like, it's for real now.
That's one thing I think I did really well, like, for real, though, like, touching grass. Like, I actually, like, I, like, really traveled a lot
yeah.
and, like, was in outside. Nature a lot.
You're
I was
outside.
I spent a lot of time outside, and I yeah. camped a lot this year, and a lot of that is... my boyfriend's influence.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
But, like...
As you say, for sure, for sure, which is literally what he says all the time.
Oh, it's really getting bad, but yeah, I really touched grass a lot. That's something
yeah.
I want to keep up, is like just connecting with nature.
Yeah, let's try to camp more next year too.
Yeah, and frizz.
And frizz.
And tennis. Like, and we had our outdoor
yeah.
moments too. Like,
yeah,
we got into
camped,
the tennis
yeah.
and we camped
a few times.
And we didn't really hike. Did we hike together? We hiked in when we were camping.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't
Wait,
like,
did
hike
we?
With Helena at all, which is weird.
Yeah, we didn't really hike that much, like, as friends. We should do a friend hike.
As friends. We hiked as lovers, but not as friends.
Okay,
okay, anyways,
guys,
enough. We can go on and on about this year and our reflections.
God
we
knows we love
year.
To talk about ourselves.
Oh, yeah, or else we would not have a podcast. But we're going to cut it off here.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what are our goals for the podcast next year? Let's hope to... I think this year we really wanted to, like, push it more, and we just got... fucked.
We had too much going on.
Yeah. But next year, like, I will be having more free time, I think. And, like, I have, like, a normal schedule. Like, I'm off on the weekends. Like, I have a normal fucking week. I'm not, like, doing weird hours or anything anymore. So, like, that'll be nice. So, yeah, maybe we'll pop off and really try to, like, boost listeners and stuff this year. So, engage with us. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, email us. All that shit is down below.
Yeah.
Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. Hello, there's stuff on the Patreon, and you don't even have to pay for it, because we're not popular enough to be able to charge you.
You can pay us if you want. But, like,
please don't pay us.
Yeah, you can pay
My Venmo is...
Well, no, there is a thing on Patreon. Oh. Yeah, there's a link to your Venmo? Look, because my dad subscribes. I think he pays, like, $5 a month.
Oh, thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Stefan. Yeah, so that's that. All right, well, have a great New Year's.
Some of y'all need to be more like Stefan.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
In terms of Patreon.
Yeah, get up on that Patreon. But yeah, have a great New Year's, guys.
Yeah.
And
have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That Happy New Year. That will
have happened already. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Happy holidays.
I'm delusional. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.